advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you have not liked us or followed us on the Facebook, please do so, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can find us on Twitter at Devil Radio. Those are our primary social interactions, but we do have the phone lines here at 844-967-2789. When you call, I'll talk to you. When you text, I leave it for the boys to fend off the trolls. Just saying. I don't read the text. 844-967-2789. Calls preferred, at least by me. But Fancy Brand, occasionally someone will unlike the page. And I think, what'd you do?
What?
It feels almost like being unendorsed. And Donald Trump did that today to one of his political buddies, unendorsed Mo Brooks. And Mo Brooks, although he still stands with Trump in a lot of different ways, Mo Brooks, upon this unendorsement, apparently leaked some news over to the ABC. And here is what's being reported by ABC reporter Ben Siegel. New Rep. Mo Brooks told ABC Trump, that would be the former president, asked him repeatedly on and off since September of 2021 to rescind the 2020 election results, remove Biden as president, and redo the election. Need a redo up in here. This is one of Trump's best, biggest, brightest supporters, at least until today when Trump unendorsed him. A little bit more from ABC. Brooks, the word he used was rescind, and he said, we didn't get into the, I guess it's not the Trump voice. I apologize. Siegel quoting Brooks, he didn't get into the details of how it would work because it's legally impossible. And I explained that fairly promptly. Let me through. There's more there. I don't know if I should have jumped on my Twitter account, but here is some reporting of the Twitter stream. Brooks also hit back at Trump for unendorsing him in the Alabama Senate race and took particular issue with Trump's claim that Brooks had gone woke by not rescinding the 2020 election. That is the worst thing you can accuse a man of being. He's woke.
That's funny.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
When I endorse somebody, they got to be sleeping. I don't like no woke people. So anyways, here is Mo Brooks' response.
That's so funny.
When the president calls me woke, there's not anybody in Alabama with a brain larger than the size of a pea who believes that Mo Brooks is a woke liberal.
So dumb.
By the way, Fancy Brand, Brooks has long been one of Trump's staunchest allies and was even a featured speaker at the infamous January 6th Stop the Steal rally, where he implored the attendees to what? Go kick some ass. I think we played that song once upon a time.
I can't believe that he's turned on Mo Brooks.
Oh. Yes, he unendorsed Mo Brooks today. That's going to sting a little.
And you know what's even dumber? Mo Brooks is an idiot, and we can screw him. I don't care. But the rest of the Republicans who have been, for the last, how many years, been trying to prove how loyal they are to Trump and how much they're the most Trumpiest of all the Trumps. This guy gave a speech at the January 6th insurrection, and that still wasn't good enough to prove loyalty to Donald Trump, and he got called woke. And the best part about it is these idiots will not learn from this. They will continue to go to him. They're like minions. They just go to the most powerful thing and go, ba-boy, ba-boy, oh, hey, whatever. It doesn't matter. That's all they are. They have no idea. They just think, Donald Trump's the biggest and loudest and most powerful. I have to go to them. For all the people who run around beating their chest saying, I'm an alpha male, they sure are following the biggest idiot in the room.
You know, I always kind of like to think of our Devil Radio followers as our minions. Let's not make fun of our minions or minions in general. Real quick, talking about the unendorsement Donald Trump of Mo Brooks. You know, that's got to sting a little. Well, former President Donald Trump announced that he was withdrawing his endorsement of Rep. Mo Brooks, who is running for U.S. Senate in Alabama. Brooks, who is running behind in the polls, evidently angered Trump when he refused to declare Trump won the 2020 election. How dare he speak truth? In a shocking statement, Brooks responded to Trump's release, revealing the personal conversations that he had with Trump, just talked about that, in which the former president directly told him to overrule the election and hold another vote. Brooks, a lawyer, would know that this is directly links Trump to an effort to overthrow the election. Yeah, he would know that. He's also an attorney. DC filthy with attorneys. Here's a little bit more. The startling admission was compared to the infamous flip that former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen made after Trump abandoned him. Some giggled at the internal GOP drama, while others noted the significance for the House Select Committee investigating the J6 attack on the U.S. Capitol and what led up to it. Can you, Fancy Brian, you know, just let's speculate for just a minute. Let's say if you love somebody more than anybody in the world, let's say his name was Donald Trump, and he had even endorsed you, you know, all you want to be is a political, all you want to do is win a seat in the U.S. Senate, and you thought you had the inside track because you had the coveted Trump endorsement, and the guy's been saying crazy, illegal, criminal stuff to you for months and years, and you've taken it in one ear and kept that confidence. Hell, you even gave a little speech, tried to incite a violent insurrection on behalf of your betrothed, your beloved. And now he spurned you. He's taken his love away. He's taken his coveted endorsement back. And suddenly Mo Brooks is being like 100%. Like, hey, do you know this guy's been trying to overturn the electoral results and thinks I could do it? Doesn't he sound like he could be a star witness for the January 6th committee? Mo Why Brooks, not? I mean, he could be criminally implicated in the January 6th. He gave a speech. I mean, he tried to, what, shield himself from scrutiny, claiming, you know, he's just acting as a House of Representative member. And he was there at the bequest of the former president. And that legal defense didn't hold up for Brooks. And now Brooks has got a little bit of let's just say a quandary. Because the one he loves so very, very much doesn't love him back.
Poor guy.
I know, it's got to sting a little bit.
That's a shame.
It hurts. It's like me and garlic. I love it, but it doesn't love me back. It's sort of like that. Garlic. See, you know, it's all clear when I use the garlic analogy. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Great analogies, chock full. Your calls in hour three. It's next.
He will vote with the Washington liberals every single time.
Beedle, beedle.
Transgender.